Who was Jesus? What is he composed of today? Did he ascend to God in his fleshly body? Is he divine or is he just a good man? How could a mere human atone for all the sins of mankind? Is it just through being our mediator? We watched a YouTuber who recently began a channel where he's explaining how everyone is misinterpreting the Bible and keeping a false tradition that the New Testament church did not do. He has come to the conclusion that the Trinity doctrine is not biblical, which is true. He does not celebrate the pagan holidays of Easter and Christmas because they're not in the Bible. Again, that's true. However, he uses 1 Timothy 2:5 to say Jesus is a mere man, and it is idolatry to say he is God. So let's turn to 1 Timothy 2. In verse 5, it says, For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and the man, Christ Jesus. He is saying this means God is mortal and never divine. He is very concerned that people who believe Jesus is God is missing out on salvation because there is only one God. Next, if you'd like to go to John 17, start in verse 1 through 3. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. He is saying the Father sent Jesus. Does that means he is not immortal? I would ask, where was he sent from? If he was sent, then he already had to have existed. He also emphasizes that Jesus said the Father is the only true God. We understand that means that other gods are false. Jesus allowed himself to be worshipped. Even the angels would not allow that. So how would a sinless man remain sinless if he permitted worship of himself? How can Jesus and the Father be one if the Father is spirit and the Son is flesh? Just as I am Sandy and my wife is also Sandy, are we in one flesh? They are one in that they are both God and one in mind and spirit. The time is coming through the utilization of the down payment of the Holy Spirit in us that we can join them in perfect harmony. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. I would not say that because I'm a sinner. Only a sinless person, or only a sinless spirit immortal can make that claim. Nobody created can say that. I'm going to read 1 John 3 and verse 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That means he is not just a mortal man. He has ascended to heaven. Flesh and blood cannot inherit eternal life. Next, I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. This YouTuber feels it is idolatry to call Jesus creator. If you'd like, turn to John 1. We'll read verses 1 through 5. John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now I'm going to read through a series of scriptures that say it much better than I could. You can just write them down and go through them later if you'd like. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, and Jesus and Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:46, however, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. 47, the first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. John 3:13, no one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. Luke 24:39, behold, my hands, my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. This statement was made because they thought he was a ghost, and demons cannot materialize in the flesh. It did not mean that he would remain flesh, because moments later he disappeared from their sight. Ephesians 5:30, for we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. John 8:58, before Abraham was born, I am. This verse is a saying, he is the I am, and the Jews knew that. They took up stones because they felt that was blasphemy. Hebrews 7, the whole chapter is a good one, but I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, so whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of his spoils. And then Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. After being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That is the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The YouTuber then went to Genesis account, where it said, let us make man in our image, in the word Elohim. And he said it would be like him saying, we built a fence, but really only he built it. And yes, we do say stuff like that a lot. You know, I fixed the car, but really the mechanic did it. Let us believe, it just lets us believe that God was speaking to the angels when he said that, in our likeness. But angels are not in our likeness. They can assume human form, but the descriptions of them is far from our image. Jesus came to reveal the Father. The New Testament makes it clear that from the beginning, two co-creators existed. David in the Psalms said, "My Lord said to his Lord," indicating that there were two. But few references are made, except that he is often called the angel of the Lord. But then he goes on to back himself up from the Book of Jubilee as part of his proof. It is supposed to be narrated by an archangel to Moses. He claims the early church considered this book to be doctrine. And I could not find anywhere that they considered it to be part of Scripture. This book is pseudepigrapha, and is not considered a part of the canon by any denominations of Judaism. It is dated by the authorities as being written from 170 to 150 BC. Pseudepigrapha refers to a collection of ancient writings, primarily Jewish, that are falsely attributed to the biblical figures and are not included in the canonical scriptures for good reason. They contain things that are in error, and with the Holy Spirit, says most were written in the time between Malachi and Matthew. So in summary, no human could ever atone for our sins for the rest of mankind. No human could live a perfect life because all have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. Jesus was sent to heaven to live as a man so he could suffer death and his blood be the Passover lamb for all mankind. As creator, his life was greater than the sum total of the created. He is correct that Trinity is false doctrine, and that has made him blind to the fact that there could be more than one God. I'm putting words in his mouth, but I'm thinking he thinks that there's two, that you have to believe in the Trinity. But we believe there's two, and we don't believe in the Trinity. So, and when it says only one true God, we know that he's just talking about all the false gods that people worship. One as we are, one in the body of Christ, one in faith and doctrine, and in the Holy Spirit. One as a husband and wife, one as well as any children that come from that bond.